As we've been hearing, an audit of children's hip operations in three hospitals has found that in two of them, Temple Street and the National Orthopaedic in Kappa, some surgeons were performing surgeries that didn't meet the international threshold. No such issue was identified in Crumlin. The report, which looked at a random selection of operations carried out by 14 surgeons, was conducted by the British orthopaedic surgeon Simon Thomas. He says there should be further inquiry into the high level of surgeries at both Temple Street and Kappa. The report was commissioned after a whistleblower raised concerns about the number of hip operations being carried out. In a statement, the HSE said it regretted the deep anxiety caused to children and their families and that the audit's recommendations will be implemented in full. Now, in a few minutes, we'll be joined by Dr. Colm Henry of the HSE. First of all, though, our health correspondent Fergal Bowers can bring us through the main points of this report. Fergal, it's quite a detailed and technical report. What does it tell us?
Yes, it's a clinical audit and it looked at 147 cases at the three hospitals involving 14 surgeons. So it's Temple Street, Crumlin and Kappa Orthopaedic Hospital. And it looked at a random sample of anonymised cases of dysplasia of hip surgeries in children between 2021 and 2023. People will recall this is the surgery where the ball and socket joint of a child's hip hasn't properly formed and then the bones of the pelvis are cut and reshaped to improve the position of the hip joint. And it found that, the threshold really varied. In almost 80% of cases, surgery wasn't indicated at Kappa. So that's suggesting not necessary. And in 60% of cases, not indicated at Temple Street. And that the vast majority of surgeries at Crumlin were indicated. Doesn't seem to be really any problem at Crumlin. It also found that a novel technique was used at Temple Street and Kappa in some cases, and it's questioning the threshold for using this novel technique and raises issues about informed consent there. Bernard Gloucester, the chief executive of the HSE, said that variance in surgical practice is of very serious concern, and it's of such a height that further inquiry is mandated.
Does this report, Fergal, does it shed any light on why these surgeries were carried out?
Well, I mean, we need to hear from the surgeons, really. We haven't heard from those. And it'd be valuable to hear from them. But the report does make an interesting point. It says that while there is worldwide variability between surgeons, the variance identified here can't be accounted for by measurement or observer variability alone. So, I mean, that's quite a point to make. So there's more to be looked at here. And as you indicated there, the independent clinical audit does say further, you know, investigation is required. And unfortunately, it'll be difficult for parents, but, you know, around 1,800 parents are going to get letters over the coming days offering follow-up care for their children if they wish to pursue it. It's going to take about 6 months to complete that whole process, I'm told. And a dedicated information line is now open for parents at 1-800-807-050. That's 1-800-807-050, staffed by specialist nurses.
So really then, this is just day one of a far longer process. What else is the author, Simon Thomas, recommending?
Well, he does make the point that the conclusions and recommendations in his draft report, some of which was leaked in other media some months ago, those haven't changed. And then that's on foot of observations that would have gone to him from the surgeons. He would have circulated it for a fair due process. So that's an important point. And what's going to happen now is that the HSE has said that regrettably the audit identified one case where a child experienced complications due to the surgical approach recommended to them. And that family has been contacted and supported through an open disclosure process. It's going to be a difficult period ahead for parents and children. Identifying, are they one of the cases where you know, the surgery wasn't indicated? I mean, there will be families who will get letters where, you know, surgery was indicated and there'll be normal follow-up and there won't be a reason for concern. There will be some families where surgery wasn't indicated and we have to see where those cases go.
Fergal, many thanks. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.